Well, South Africa, the ruling party, which is the ANC, is intolerant, and it has converted a democratic state into a police state, wherein police are used to resolve political differences, particularly in a chamber of parliament. We think that yesterday it was a sad day for our democracy in South Africa, and we hope that South Africans will wake up and see the ANC, which is the ruling party, for what it is.
But will you be challenging what happened yesterday in the courts?
We are going to our constitutional court here in South Africa, and we want the court to declare that what happened yesterday is unlawful and should not repeat itself. And those of our members who were beaten up are going to be suing the parliament, because parliament owes it to members of parliament to protect them.
How many members of your party were injured?
Were almost 7 people injured, and we've got one who is still in hospital today because she's badly injured.
But Honorable Malema, your critics might say maybe yesterday was the wrong forum, since it was the State of the Nation address to raise your concerns about the alleged corruption.
There is no correct platform, because the South African president never comes to parliament. The president doesn't take parliament serious. He sometimes goes AWOL, and he may not come back to parliament until the State of the Nation. He came yesterday hoping that no one will hold him accountable. The reason why he avoids parliament, it is precisely because he doesn't want to account for his corruption. He continues to be law unto himself, and he is untouchable here in South Africa.
Lastly, Mr. Malema, your supporters might actually say maybe you are focusing too much on Mr. Zuma, not the ideals of the EFF, which is to empower the majority black South Africans.
Our supporters are very happy. Our voters are very happy. Actually, the EFF is one of the fastest growing organizations in South Africa. They know very well that our 7 non-negotiable cardinal pillars are the ones that the EFF leadership has prioritized, and we continue to speak to those issues unashamedly.